Okay, Wednesday night, Yitzhak Sadaral of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But we said we're going to go over some basic halachas about mashed and chopped things. So we're using the Badner Hilchos Brachas book to go over some principles. Number one, in no particular order, I'm just making points that are important to know. Number one is if something is whole, whole, then it doesn't matter that it doesn't look like the original thing. We don't care what it looks like if it wasn't smashed. So you have popcorn doesn't look anything like, or he says whole kernels, pieces of kernel which are pressed into flakes, corn flakes, he says they just press them, but they're whole kernels, pieces of kernel, which are pressed into flakes. So they keep the bracha. It doesn't matter that they look differently, because they're intact. They weren't smashed or crushed. It's intact. It's the way it is. They just... It's form change, because they... They didn't. These halachas that we learned last night that we're going to see today, is if the thing is smashed, smash it up, crush it, grind it, puree it, mash it. But if you just blow air into it or flatten it, keeps the bracha. That's principle number one. Okay, I'm just making some points.
With the rice. The Rav said about rice yesterday. How does that?
That's a different inyan of when the hadama of rice becomes mazonos. We're not talking about now moving up in the world. We're talking about moving down in the world.
I don't want to talk about rice.
We're not learning those halachas now. We're going to get to it, B'tz Hashem. Now we're learning about when, if you grind or puree or mash an apple for applesauce, or potatoes for latkes, kugel, when does it change it? When does it go down to shahakol? And when does it stay hadam? Okay, so now, there's one stage, like always in halacha, it ends up being different stages that the halacha refers to differently. You can have something called this rasek legamri. Mishnah Berurah is like resh beis, mem beis. If something's this rasek legamri, totally, I'd say this rasek, totally mashed, but it looks like the pri, toar ha pri kayo. So he says here, very good. He says, recognizable. He says, if you show it to somebody, they would say, yeah, that's from a potato.
Complex is the same thing, but it's not made
up. We're talking about what it means, toar hapri kayam. You have a legal level where the thing is nisrasek, it's mashed up, legamri, completely. But toar hapri is kayam. So he says, you show it to somebody, and they can identify it. That's what it is.
They can only identify it if they've seen a potato kugel. They've never seen a potato kugel before.
No, we're not talking about the kugel now. We're talking about when you finish the smashed product. Forget that it's a kugel.
Applesauce. Do people who have applesauce know what applesauce looks like?
I don't think
people be able to tell applesauce.
He says bananas, you could tell it. A person would be able to tell it's a banana.
So you can recognize where it's coming from.
Yeah. You recognize what's up. He gives examples of banana, eggplant, potatoes. I don't know how he knows. He says carrots not. He says carrots do not have a unique texture and appearance. Anyway, we're learning the rules. Okay. He collected the rules from different places in the Mishnah Berurah. In Hebrew, you say if it's this nisrasek legamri, which we know means completely smashed, but toar hapri kaya. Apparently, there's such a metzias. Mash, chopped, ground, strained, pureed, cooked, and they retain the original form and appearance. I don't know, I can't do one. He gives examples of a potato, an eggplant, bananas.
So Pringles should have.
Wait. We're going to get to Pringles. Because there, Imamish. He says, according to some Paiskim, now there in the middle it became, you can't tell. But now that it's reconstituted, you could tell again.
When it becomes the flakes.
Because it looks like a potato chip. It looks like a potato chip is a thinly sliced potato that you fried. So he called that recognizable, that it's a potato. Okay. So that's the rule. That stays with Eitzu Adama. Even if it's completely smashed, I don't know, applesauce is what? I don't know.
Good apple.
Does it look like an apple? Can you tell it's from apples?
But everyone knows it's an applesauce.
No, the knowing is not the point. You know what applesauce looks like.
Right.
Not what he's talking about. He's talking about it has a certain distinctive look, even when it's smashed. Potatoes is a good example. I don't think potatoes, mashed potatoes, you know, it's all, not only because you know what mashed potatoes looks like, it still looks like a potato. It looks like a mashed potato.
Not necessarily.
You could
take a turn. Maybe it's because you know what mashed potatoes looks like. Maybe it's not a chisor.
It's something that has been done.
So you make her eight on Adama. Then what we saw last night, the Mishnah Berurah also says, even if it's not the Toar HaPri Kayon, it's not recognizable, but if it's eaten that way, if that's what how the Achila is Hukba, then you make her eight on Adama anyway. Otherwise, it's shahakol. See, vegetables which are milled into flour or made into starch or meal are subject to shahakol. They're not recognizable at all once they're milled, so they are shahakol. So, breakfast cereals made from corn flour or potato starch, Pesach, shahakol. Why do you make Adama? Because once it starts, it's for sure not recognizable. Many poskim are of the opinion that reconstituted instant potatoes is bar pri Adama. It's a pella. Because they end up looking like the original product. I think that's amazing. Potato chips are pieces of potato which are thinly sliced and fried. Why wouldn't they? That's a dumb one.
So according to them, even Pringles would be...
Yeah. Potato kugel and potato latkes are made from shredded, ground, or blended potatoes. Shredded is generally recognizable. If they're made from ground or blended potatoes, some place can hold they're not recognizable, shakol. Others say they are recognizable. It's adoma.
Most people just assume they make adoma, no?
I never saw anybody not make it. Applesauce, if it's finely ground, strained, pureed, it's for sure shakol. But homemade applesauce usually has pieces, and you make a burr priates. Okay, we got a little of an